This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 minutes after the hour now. Our weekly opportunity to listen to radio hosts from various genres talking about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the top topics, the hot hits of the week from the average person who does talk radio, the average person being me, Doug Steffen. Victoria, I don't think you're average at all, but
thank you
for that kettle. All right, so Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy, excellent broadcaster, is also here to go through the charts, or at least anecdotally, what do we get out of any number of items, or all of them, if we have time to get through them during this hour. So I'm going to go through, first of all the stories, according to the research done at Talkers Magazine, the top 10 items from this week, and then the top 10 people, and we'll see where we go in the, as O'Reilly used to call it, the no-spin zone. He's actually one of the people that...
He needs some spin right now.
He may need a little spin, yes, right.
Oh, he is spinning. Yeah.
He may be spinning, you're right. All right, so number 10, number 9, the usual sports stuff, which none of us, I mean, I'm not a sports person, so I don't have much to say, and actually, you're probably, Victoria, more knowledgeable about some of these things than I am. I know that I like to go to a baseball game every once in a while, and
right.
I like it when the Red Sox are winning and the Yankees suck. So other than that, I don't know
if you want to start a fight. I know you want to start a fight.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Okay. It's the most Bostonian thing you've ever said.
Of course. Well, that is a Boston thing. Every once in a while, you got to do that.
I think you guys are intimidated by the Yankees. That's what I think.
Intimidated?
Oh, definitely.
That's right.
As a New Yorker,
thank
yes.
Thank you.
100%.
Really?
Oh, for sure.
Intimidated. By all they do to fix problems is throw money at it.
That's the
and that's spoken
right.
like a
that's
true
that
Red
don't
Sox
have as much.
Fan.
I guess that's what it is.
Okay, so that's number 10 pretty much in a nutshell.
We just took care of that.
Number 9, what's going on in the NBA playoffs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
I think the most interesting thing that came from any basketball source this week was the story about LeBron James committing millions of dollars to build some schools in his native community of Akron, Ohio.
Hmm.
I don't know about reading between the lines there. I think there have been people that have been up and down on LeBron since he, at 18, went to play in the major leagues, if you will. He was kind of arrogant, kind of a jerk. And now he doesn't seem to come across that way, although I'm told by some that he's still kind of shining on himself. But he's doing good things.
Well, he's and successful. I mean, there's
so
nothing
wrong
with nothing wrong with knowing that you're valuable and knowing
right.
that you're good.
And then,
but I think he's had
things.
A total attitude adjustment. I agree with
yes.
you.
Yes, yeah,
he was
what
basically
was
like
about.
A kind of a snot-nosed child
yeah.
star.
Right.
And then
exactly
life
right.
hits you. You know.
Yeah. Right. So, but he's doing great things, making a lot of money,
yes.
and he's doing great things with a lot of it to help people who come from the same place he comes from. Frankly.
Yeah.
So good for him. All right. Let's keep moving here. Number 8. The bombing in Afghanistan. Number 7, Bill O'Reilly and the controversy at Fox. Number 6, as their week goes by, in the last couple of months, there hasn't been some kind of controversy at Fox. Sean Spicer, contrived controversy there, in my opinion. We'll talk about that.
Wow, we agree on that. Whoa,
yeah.
I like that.
Bannon's status is a guy, he belongs in the same bus that Bill O'Reilly is taking for different reasons. Let's see, the FBI... I don't know too much about this because I normally when something like this, this is like what is Victoria? What does Jennifer say? Her ears are glazing over. When I this whole business about monitoring Trump and the Trump Tower has gotten so old. Ugh.
I think you're right. Here's the thing. I mean, I guess you're referring to what the FBI
yeah.
was monitoring Carter Page.
Yeah, right.
As of one of the Trump people last summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and I think you're exactly right, Doug. If they had anything, you'd know about it by now.
Yeah,
that's
right.
what I think. If they, had, yeah. they were looking at him last summer with all the leaks we've had. If they had anything that was really damning, that was really important, that we would need to know as a country, I think you'd know it.
Yeah, by now we would.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3, I disagree, and I would say this to Michael Harrison when he was here. The guys that he has listen around, and so somehow or other they think the United Airlines thing is number 3. I think it's number 2 or number 1 from my perspective. What's going on in North Korea? There's nothing Is it new or is it different? I mean, so there's a week. See, Kara, what you've got me to do. I'm saying, I just caught myself. They said that I've teased Victoria and Kara a lot because they start sentences sometimes with "I mean." Now you got me doing it. Good heavens.
I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think you're right, though, Doug. I think the United Airlines story is the biggest story of the week. I thought about this last night when I was looking at the list here. I think it's the biggest story. Is it the most important story? I don't know, but it's a big story.
Well, it has impact on more, and it's that human drama. But then the other side of it is, Joe and Victoria, that the what was brought to my attention, what I thought about a couple of days ago, after all this hoopla about the importance of what happened to this guy and the amount of airtime. It sucked the air. The reason I think it's number one is because most of the time Trump sucks the air out of the room. This discussion has sucked the air out of the room. And yet there are people, this past week, four people were murdered in Chicago. Between the time that this happened on Sunday and we are talking at the end of the week, four people, black people, have been murdered in Chicago. And a couple of other people shot by black police shooting white people. I mean, this is going on in Chicago. How many hundreds of people die at the hands of the authorities or even among themselves, the violence, blacks on blacks? And it's become just kind of passe. Nobody pays any attention to it. Yet isn't that of more significance than what happened to this guy?
Well, we become, I think, you know, certainly desensitized by it. The other thing is, I was thinking about the thing on the plane with David Dow. Had there not been iPhones everywhere, right? Well, how big of a story would that have been? I mean, it's so funny on a plane. Everybody's
got
an iPhone.
You're right. I mean, that is the story. That how much people, all the different videos that came out about this guy, and then how silly Munoz was to send an inter-office memo thinking that nobody outside of United was ever going to see the memo. What kind of a manager? I mean, right there, that's enough to fire the guy. If he doesn't have any more intelligence than to send a memo around to his people after he tells everybody publicly, we may have made a few mistakes, and then he sends a memo and basically says to the staff, you guys did a great job, and we're not going to back down, and we didn't make any mistakes. Baloney! Yeah. And then that gets out, and then he has to go around. I'm surprised the guy still has his job, actually.
I'm kind of shocked by that, actually, Doug. I agree with you. I'm very surprised he's still there.
Yeah.
Time will tell on that. He and Bill O'Reilly might have some time to go travel together. You never know. They might have some free time.
Ben and all three of them could have a trip together.
One thing that I was looking at on the videos, and everybody had one on the plane and all of that, is that there's one video where you can see the faces of the cops, and nobody's talking about those guys. And you can just, at least from my perspective, I was looking at the cops, and they're like sort of like younger guys, and they're standing there going, oh, God, do we have to do this? I have a lot of sympathy for them, too, even though they're all on leave right now, because whatever they did, it was excessive or whatever. There's an issue there. And they were like, oh, gosh, who needs it?
I mean, it was beyond excessive. I mean, how many cops were there for one guy, an elderly guy?
Broken nose, lost two teeth.
He had a concussion. He needs facial reconstruction surgery.
By the way, one of the things that people have not been talking about with regard to this, everybody says, oh, United's going to get sued. They'll pay $100 million. The lawyer is suing the city of Chicago as well. There's an equal, they're going to share
pockets
in this.
United and the city of Chicago. Do you get somebody out of a plane that doesn't want to go?
You change the rules and you don't do it.
That's a different issue, but you're right about that.
You change the rules. In this circumstance, they'd have to do the same thing to me. I don't know about you. If I paid for a seat, I got a boarding pass, I'm sitting in that seat, they come in and say, you got to get off, I tell them to go screw. I'm not getting off. So, then
I just can't believe that it got to the point where the plane was fully loaded.
Yeah.
It's one thing to get bumped, right. But, I mean, people were already seated and boarded. And that alone, how do you let it get to that point? And then it turns out it wasn't even overbooked. So it was just a disaster on every single front.
And then it becomes clear that they racially profile. Okay, here's this old Asian dude. Nobody's going to scream about him. We'll take him off the plane. Duh.
And he was traveling alone. Yep. So they
I was with his wife. Wasn't he? He wasn't with his wife. I thought he was.
I thought he was alone. Maybe he was with his wife. I don't know.
I thought he was with his wife. I didn't know that they had racially profiled him. I didn't know about that. I know the Chinese think that's true.
Yes.
He's not even Chinese.
I know. Well, you know.
Well, Asian American groups are very upset about that, though. You're right, Joe.
Of course.
Yeah. They were saying that almost immediately. The Chinese were going, "Hey, you picked him because he's Chinese, and it's like, well, he's Vietnamese, whatever." But yeah,
everybody's got a beef, and in this circumstance, it plays out well for everybody except for United and the police department. So you see where all the dust lands as we go down the road here. 16 past the hour. If you're hiring, you need to post your job to the places where you find the best candidates, right? Posting your job in one place, that's not enough to find quality candidates when you consider there are hundreds of these job sites on the internet. So if you want to find the perfect hire, you need an aggregator. And that's basically what ZipRecruiter.com is, an aggregator. They have the software program that puts your posting on these job sites all over the country, social media, Facebook, Twitter, just one click. And you get it everywhere. Very cool. So if you want to find a qualified candidate, no matter where he or she is, in any city, any industry, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why do you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV? Because it'll be free for you. The first time around, you'll see how easy it is to use their interface, how quickly you can screen the candidates, how you can rate them and get them to work. That's what you want to do. Get the best person into the job ASAP. That's what happens when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, one of the things that we can pass along that might be fun for you, we are always talking about these surveys and the charts in Talkers Magazine. Here's something that's a special survey for us. If you would like to call 800-282-2333, I think you'd find it worthwhile. Answer our question of the week. The one for this week and this weekend has to do with spending time with your family. Is it a priority because we're in the holiday season again? 800-282-2333. You press 1 for yes or press 2 for no. Again, it's 800-282-2333. And then listen a little bit more because there's some special offers and opportunities that you can take advantage of when you answer the question of the week. 800-282-2333. 21 after the hour.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get your motor running. Get out on the highway. Joe and I are the only ones who know that. I'm guessing.
That's not true. We all know that song.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Get your motor running. Okay, it's, we have our motors running in a manner of speaking here. 23, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy. Kara Schill is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are commenting on the items that have been gleaned from listening to lots of news talk radio programs, stations, hosts over the past week by the folks at Talkers Magazine, who put together the list, and also the people. I think I've been through the story list. Let's go through the people list and see where we are, and then we'll go back and pick out some of these things that perhaps might be good to have a little more light shine on them, or a little more intelligence shined on them. Here's the list of people. Number 10, Bill O'Reilly. Number 9, Carter Page. Number 8, Sean Spicer. Number 7, Stephen Bannon. Number 6, David Dow. Number 5, Xing Zhang Zhang. Number 5,
Xi Jinping.
Come on.
Like Cheech and Chong, but it's Cheech and Ping.
Right. Well, Cheech and Chong could be replaced by Kim and Xing. Right? Kim and Xing instead of Cheech and Chong. Perfect.
There you go.
And or maybe Jong with a bong. How would that work?
I like that one.
Kim Jong with a bong.
What can you do with
the
next guy? What are you
going to do? With Assad? I call him Bashar al-Assad. Number two on the list is Puking Putin, or Bad Vlad, as it will work. And then there's Donald Trump at number one. No surprise there, I guess. I think Trump is, I don't know if mellow is the right word for this. I've been up and down on Trump. I haven't been as supportive of him as you are, Joe. Victoria's on the other end, so there's the balance there. I'm kind of in the middle, where I am oftentimes when it comes to things like this. I wanted to give Trump a chance. I thought it was interesting this week that he basically admitted, because people are asking him questions, he says, I don't know what I'm doing. I didn't know what I was getting. I didn't have any idea. I'm learning as I'm going, and that's why I'm changing my mind. And in a sense, as a response, a general response to, remember, Victoria, when I said this, you probably didn't hear me say this, Joe, but I said very early on, looking at Trump's business model and the way he runs his businesses, he's very into performance and standards. And if you don't live up to those performance standards fast, you are gonzo. Thus, the problem with Bannon being solved by his just being himself, and that wasn't going to ever work with Trump. The influence that his children have that was quiet to a point, but now you see that more and more modifying him. When you really look into Trump and his past political connections or his agenda, you would find that he probably leans more toward the Democratic side of things.
He's probably more liberal
than not.
Yeah.
And he's probably more like Hillary Clinton than Hillary Clinton is.
Oh, yeah. If Hillary hadn't been a Democrat, say she'd been a Republican, if you can wrap your mind around that.
She was a Republican for a long time. She ran the Republican Club when she was in college.
Yeah.
You knew that, right? Hillary Clinton was...
Yes, now that you bring it up.
Remember that? Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so go ahead. What were you saying?
I was just saying that had Hillary been a Republican, been running as a Republican, and the Democratic side was open, I think you would have seen Trump just as easily would have hijacked the Democratic Party just as a vehicle to run.
Yeah, it wasn't about politics in that sense. It was about personalities and people being fed up. If Hillary Clinton hadn't cheated with her other pals like Donna Brazile and that bunch, the woman, what's her name, Donna
Wasserman
Wunga Bunga in Florida, if they hadn't cheated and screwed Bernie around, Bernie, I think, would be president today. I think Bernie would have won the Democratic convention, and I think he would have won the presidency.
And
for
the same reason. I was Hillary's supporter, but now looking back on it, I wish I had supported Bernie more.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So that's where we are at this point. Conclusions are being made here. This is our review of the Talk Radio World this week.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, continuing with our overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen, part of the DJV experience. Also, Victoria Keelan, who is part of the DJV experience. And Joe Crummy, who's part of Evil Thoughts. He's evil.
That's the podcast. That's right.
There's a podcast called Evil Thoughts with Joe Crummy, C-R-U-M-M-E-Y. And the question this week is, David Dow, the new Rosa Parks? The answer is no to that. But if you want to hear Joe's thoughts on it, because as you can tell by listening to him, not only is he a fabulous broadcaster, but he, you know, he has a good voice. He has timbre in his voice. And that means when the guys in the forest say, "Timber!" He knows how to get out of the way. Anyway, the whole focus on this thing, I think, I don't want to get top-heavy with this because there are other things that are going on that are worth our time. I did get through the list of people. So the controversy around Trump this week more focused on the use of that big bomb in Afghanistan. I drew a picture this way. Let's see if we can do, all of us in our minds, a mental picture, because that's really what this radio is all about, image in your mind. It's taking the map of the Middle East, understanding that Syria is on the far west end of the Middle East, and Afghanistan is on the far east end of the Middle East. So there was action at both ends, some of it attributed to Daesh or aimed at Daesh. It was news to me, frankly, that the leaders of Daesh were headquartered or holed up in a big cave. That's where bin Laden, maybe it's bin Laden's old cave. They went there and have been holding court or holding shop or whatever it is that they do there. And so somebody figured out that they were there. And in order to make no mistakes, Trump says, use the biggest thing you got. And it's this 10-ton bomb that... It's pretty fascinating when you get right down to the nuts and bolts of it. This is they bring it up in a C-147, and they just open up the tail of the plane and push it out. That's it. and it's got a parachute, and they can track it on a plane with GPS, so they can pretty much guide it to where it has to go. And then what, it blows up at about 500 feet over the target, right? Or I guess it could go all the way into the target. But you see the pictures of, I saw one, I don't know, Victoria, you saw this. Joe, you're an ex-New Yorker. It was one person who was evaluating this. What would happen if a bomb like that blew up over Manhattan?
Oh.
And exactly. It would be the end of Manhattan, because that's about the square mileage or whatever, the area that was covered by this bomb, about the size of Manhattan. And it,
wow.
So they,
yeah,
in order to take out a cave, they took out a mountain with this thing. I don't know that there was anybody destroyed, though. I think there are the human rights people are quick to go run around and find out if any civilians were involved, and there appeared to have not been any civilian casualties. Am I right in that?
I hadn't read about that, but yeah. I know that it's supposed to flatten everything within a mile radius, and it's the concussion is what does it. A lot of times we keep thinking, the blast wave is what really is what does all the work.
It's sort of nuclear without being nuclear.
Kind of. Yeah, but a nuclear bomb, I was looking up the yield. A nuclear bomb is 40 million
tons of TNT.
This is what?
Yeah, this is 20,000 pounds.
Yeah.
But still.
A little difference.
Yeah. But people, oh my God, he's using that bomb. Nobody's ever done that before. Look at this. It's World War III. We're ready. He's going to bomb North Korea this weekend. He just bombed Afghanistan. He's out of his mind.
But isn't that the message, though?
Well, maybe it is. The other side of it is, though, Joe and Victoria, sending in the SEALs seems to me to be the smartest way. The SEALs can get in there. They can get Bin Laden. They could have gotten Saddam if George Bush hadn't been so eager to help his pals in the military-industrial complex. The way to get rid of these people is to send in the SEALs. We all know the SEALs are the best at what they do. And so you send them in, and you pop them off. That's it. End of story. And Victoria will bring up, Joe, what do we do with the vacuum? I said, do the same thing to Assad. Bump them off. Get rid of them. So what you do, though, when there's a vacuum created, because you saw what happened in Iraq and so many other places, when you bump off the guy at the top, there's nobody underneath him,
because
you bump off their families. But you see, let's take Egypt, for example, because even though they didn't kill Mubarak, they basically took him out of circulation, and his family as well. Everybody was bumped, and every one of those pockets was filled. There was some unrest for a while because of the Muslim Brotherhood. But isn't Egypt okay?
Yeah, the president was just meeting with their president a week or so ago. I think you're right that initially it kind of got weird there after Mubarak was out, and now it's kind of stabilized again. Because the president was just about, had the Egyptian guy at the White House a week or so ago, and everything was copacetic.
See, what doesn't come into the conversation is the makeup of these territories. In Iraq, for example, it was never Iraq. There were three distinct areas that became Iraq after the Brits went in and screwed everything up. And this has happened in Africa, it's happened in Asia, where the Europeans, the white people, go in and they break up all of these areas and they just draw lines in the sand or the desert or whatever. Okay, this is the new territory of Rhodesia, and over there is Uganda, and over on the other side is Rwanda, and that's the way it's going to be. When in fact, all these tribes that have existed for thousands of years the Sikhs don't want to be with the Kurds. The Kurds don't want to be with the Shiites. They don't like them, and they don't want to be with them. It's like, okay, I'm going to the Lutheran church, you go to the Methodist church, see you later. And so without regard to this, you throw everybody together, and you had Saddam, who was a ruthless, absolutely complete dictator. If you didn't like what he said, he'd just shoot you. And, that's kind of what Assad is like, but you look at Syria, you look at Jordan, at least those places have maintained their identity. So I don't think the same thing would happen, in answer to your question, Victoria, what happens to the vacuum if you bump off Assad? I don't think the same thing would happen in Syria as happened in Iraq. And it's for that reason. Now, you all can give us whatever you think about
now
that.
We're gonna
but
jump
now,
you.
If you bump off Assad, are we in danger then of just having more territory for Putin?
Putin knows. I mean, he's been,
because
whether
he,
you know
Putin
it or
would not,
not
allow anybody
Putin,
to just put someone else in there without
but
him.
Putin has been pushed out of the Ukraine after he got what he wanted. All he wanted was a beach so he could go vacation in on the Crimea. They don't want you guys. You think they want the trouble of trying to keep the Ukrainian government going? They're broke. The Russians don't want that. All they want to do is go get the beaches so all the fat guys who have all the money in Russia can go down and spend their vacations on the Crimean Sea. That's all.
Right, but I mean, in terms of Assad, though, in Syria, about. I mean, Putin can control him right now. And I, and anyone else that was put in, that would be put in there by the UN or whatever, then I think that would actually start a real war with Russia.
Well, they've got a base or two there.
He'd want to fight over that.
What they're worried about is they get somebody that's worse. They go from the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, but
I think that's what they're worried about.
Who's they?
Anybody. The Trump, the United States. If we take out, back to the Victoria thing about a power vacuum, who is going to be that guy?
All right, I'm going to be John McLaughlin for a minute, okay? Ready? Joe?
Yes?
Does that sound like McLaughlin yet? Joe? Yes or no? Yes or no? Trump talked to Putin before the bombing.
Where? You mean the Syria bombing?
Yeah.
Trump talked to Putin before the Syria bombing.
Yes or no?
Well, yeah. I mean, they told him they were going to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Victoria?
Yeah.
Trump talked to Putin before the bombing. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So there you go. How about that for... I like that. Let's do more of that. I like that. Bob is dead now. There's got to be somebody that replaces him. Might as well be me.
Yes or no?
All right. Yes or no? I can see him now looking at Pat Buchanan. Buchanan couldn't answer a question with a yes or a no. He doesn't know how to do that. He holds up his hand. He doesn't know how to do it, and neither does the woman who works for Newsweek. She's not Elaine. What's the name of that lady that works for Newsweek that's been on that show for 100 years? She goes. She's on every show in the world as a liberal. I can see her face, but I can't remember her name. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So we have that, and maybe we'll ask another couple of John McLaughlin questions as we continue here. Tuning into the charts from Talkers Magazine, the actual information for the week of April the 10th to the 14th. Let's go down from number 10 to number 1, shall we? Number 10. The usual 10 and 9 often have to do with sports. And I'm not discounting it. I'm just telling you that that's where the conversation is. So let's actually start at number 8 issue-wise, the bombing in Afghanistan. At number 7, the Bill O'Reilly Fox News controversy. Number 6, Sean Spicer and what he said or didn't say. Number 5, Mr. Steve Bannon's loss of power. Is he turning into some sort of paranoid lunatic? I'm not sure he's turning into. I think he always was. Number 4, the FBI monitoring of a Trump advisor. Number 3, the United Airlines situation. North Korea is 2. And our relationships with Russia, U.S., and the Middle East. Number 1 this week, our overview of the News Talk Radio charts. Thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine here at 44 after the hour. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
In Washington, D.C., 5 organizations from across the country are being recognized for creating social change at a grassroots level as part of this year's Renewal Awards. Allstate's David Prendergast.
We celebrate innovation in the community. People acting on their own to drive change where they live.
Winners of the annual event sponsored by Allstate and the Atlantic include organizations working to help at-risk kids, empower LGBT youth, and transform urban spaces. Taking home the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award was Our Children of Long Island City, New York, for helping formerly incarcerated women and their children build stable, independent lives. Sister Tessa Fitzgerald.
We're delighted and honored to be the recipients of the Allstate Youth Empowerment Award. Awards like this in recognition give power to people across our country to be positive change in our world.
We believe that by supporting communities, we make a stronger country.
Winners receive a $20,000 grant from Allstate. For more, go to therenewalproject.com.
In our continuing effort to make sure that everything is sort of organized here, as we don't necessarily follow suit in the order that the information is presented by Talkers Magazine on the countdown, so let's just go through the people list this week. We have a focus on who's where and what. At number 10, Bill O'Reilly. At number 9, Carter Page. At number 8, Sean Spicer. Number 7, Stephen K. Bannon. Number 6, Dr. David Dow. Number 5, Xi Jinping, President of China. Number 4, Kim Jong-un from Korea. Number 3, Bashar al-Assad, the ruler of Syria. Number 2, Vladimir Putin. Number 1, Donald Trump. I would probably rearrange that a little bit. As I said, I think that the situation with United is number one, and so is Dow. But anyway, that's the way it looks from the official position of Talkers Magazine. 46 after the hour now, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Joe Crummy, who is the author of Evil Thoughts. Now, I say author when I say that he is the author in his mind of thoughts, which I'm sure he does not dare put on paper because he wouldn't want anybody to see a piece of paper that had those thoughts on it. They'd think he was crazy. But if you listen to this stuff, it really makes a lot of sense. I happen to quite like, you know, one of the things about podcasts, and this is serious, I'm not teasing you now. I do like to tease you because you're teasable. And so, but in the circumstance where we find ourselves in, the people want nuggets. They want bits and pieces of thought or information, and it doesn't have to be in a prescribed way, like the newscast at the top of the hour. I've often thought, especially the ones, you know, first, you're an alumnus of KFI, and I talk about them all the time. I think it's arguably one of the best talk radio stations in the country, but it's not because of the news department. I hear the same stories sometimes 2-3 days in a row reported like they didn't have any place else to go and they're supposed to be doing news all the time, so we'll throw in a story from yesterday that has no credibility whatsoever. Now, maybe me as a broadcaster is critical of that because I know what's going on. The average listener won't pick it up, but under the circumstances, that's why people don't listen to the news. They want to hear what guys like you, Joe, have to say in Victoria and other people who have opinions on the events of the day, but they don't want to hear the same old news any more than they want to watch CNN. And one of the ratings for CNN are in the toilet because they play the same B-roll over and over and over again, and it doesn't work anymore. That redundancy doesn't work. So instead of having a newscast, what they ought to do is put a little podcast in there with the extraneous thoughts of one of the other talk hosts that's on the station. If I were running the station, if Bill Handel's on the air, I'd want to have a piece of John and Ken and what they said the day before, or some opinion about something that may be counter to what Handel is saying. I think that's good radio. Nobody goes to the radio for news anymore, do they? I don't go to the radio for news. Go ahead.
I just like the freedom you get as a podcaster. I mean, that's what I like, is you can say what's on your mind, and the people can listen to it when they're ready. It's all on
Do you ever swear in the podcast? You know. Do you ever swear?
Do a little bit, but not much. You know?
A little bit?
Yeah, I'll say the A word
really?
Occasionally. Somebody's
like I just said
it
on the air here? That's not special.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm old school. You know, I might say at the
Did
S
you
word,
cringe
maybe,
when I said that? Did you cringe when I said about Assad? Did you cringe?
Well, you have this. I'm getting to know you better now, so let me be honest.
That's
getting
good,
to know
thank you.
Assol is my favorite world leader.
Assol, yes. So, Joe, you didn't finish the sentence. Go ahead.
No, I'm just getting to know you, so it's like, okay, Doug is, let's just say, uses a wide variety of lingo. And that's cool. And the, you said that on the air kind of freaked me out, too. The thing
I, can, I can.
But whatever. I'll get over it. I'm not going to lose any sleep.
You'll be fine, yeah. It's a, it, I say it with a smile on my face, and that's why I sort of, like Johnny Carson used to ask some of the really most poignant questions. Nobody's ever embarrassed. Dolly Parton, I'd give a year's pay to see what's under your blouse. Yeah. Who got upset about that? Now, I don't want to see under your blouse, by the way, Joe. Thanks for being here. Joe Crummy's Evil Thoughts podcast. Check it out. Victoria and Doug at 50 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get to our weekly overview of the top five items in terms of stories regarding technology. Tech Talk Time presents Victoria Keelan, the top five items that have affected most people in the world of technology this week, starting at number five, a good way for you to lower your electric bill. This is a pretty good study, Victoria.
Well, you know, a lot of people are seeing their electric bills skyrocket. And when you look around and you see how many devices we all have now, it's not surprising. There's an average of 40 items per American household that's connected at any one time. And most of the time, we're all guilty of this. We leave things plugged in. Even if the TV isn't on, it's still plugged in and it's still sucking energy. And so some of these new studies on how much energy we're using say that the products can still consume 25% of its full power even when it's switched off. And that's going to affect your electric bill. So larger appliances are, you know, refrigerators, things that can't be unplugged. You just have to sort of deal with that. However, televisions, cable satellite boxes, DVD and Blu-ray disc players, game consoles, printers, phone chargers, and desktop computers suck. They're the next category of vampire energy. They suck a lot of juice. So they have some new smart switches, they call them. There's wall switches that you can monitor the power and turn everything off. They have power strips now. Belkin makes one called Conserve. It's a whole line. And you can actually cut all of the power off to those devices when you're not using them. And so for $29 to $39, you can get these power strips. And you can, overall, it will really ultimately help you lower your electric bill.
Number four, focus on DNA.
Yeah, the Food and Drug Administration finally gave 23andMe, the DNA genetics testing company, they gave them the long sought after green light to sell consumers genetic tests and their accompanying health risk reports for up to 10 diseases. And in the past, the FDA said, no, you can't say anything about diseases. If you have the markers or anything like that, it's not allowed. And I could see why. I mean, the FDA was concerned that people were taking an at-home test and then deciding to have surgery to prevent breast cancer.
Commit suicide. Yeah.
It could be. So now 23andMe is allowed to let you know if you have the markers for Parkinson's, late onset Alzheimer's, celiac, a bunch of different blood disorders, and there's another one called Gaucher disease type 1. It's an organ and tissue disorder. There's a red blood cell condition, and then there's all sorts of hereditary things that you can find out that ultimately can affect a lot of people. So if you're already a 23andMe customer, you don't have to do anything new. You will see these reports get emailed to you by the end of May. So it's exciting. And if you're looking into doing the genetic testing, it is really fun. I've done it myself. And you do find some really cool stuff out of it. So it'll let you know about those markers.
So, number three, hackers. Amazon's not happy about this.
No, third-party sellers on Amazon are really taking a hit. They've become a huge target for hackers. And according to the Wall Street Journal this week, online attackers have been changing bank deposit information on sellers' accounts and using stolen passwords to post fake deals. And then consumers see the deal, it looks good, they pay for it, and the money's gone. So Amazon, this is not really Amazon's doing. They're trying to help. They want to help the sellers, and they want to help the consumers be safe. But it looks like right now they're reporting third-party sellers have reported losing up to $50,000. And that's a lot of money.
Stiff. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, number two on our countdown as we go through the top five items in the world of technology this week, Google is, let's say being scrutinized by the feds.
Well, earlier this week, there was a report from the Labor Department saying that they're investigating Google for not paying women as much as they pay equal, pay for men in the same positions. And so Google now responded saying that they were taken aback by the Labor Department's claim and saying that they conduct robust scientific analysis to ensure that there's no gender pay gap. Now, this is something Google's been bragging about for a long time. If this investigation shows that they've been wrong, it's going to be bad news for Google and probably the stock. But because that Google is a federal contractor, that is why the Department of Labor is investigating them, and that's why they're also barred from discriminating against employees. So we'll see where that goes.
Speaking of the feds, the FCC has stepped in. Number one this week, don't worry about cell phones on the planes.
Everyone is rejoicing. This was huge on social media this week. Everybody seems, I don't know who was ever in favor of this, but yes, so the FCC has withdrawn a proposal that would allow people to use cell phones on planes, and everyone seems very happy about that.
Hooray. Something to celebrate. Good stuff. And that's the note that we leave you on with regard to this overview of the hot hits in the world of technology. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.